Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ephesians 6 and verse 5. He said, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart. How? As unto Christ, the anointed one. Now somebody said, well, but I'm nobody's servant. Well, then you're not God's. Well, yeah, but I don't serve any man. That's how you serve the Lord. And all you got to do to make this more modern too is to put in there employees. Be obedient to your employers. I don't think you even got it one amen off of that. Huh? Somebody said, yeah, but now you don't understand what kind of people they are. Okay, hold your place. Go to 1 Peter. I can't submit to that man. He's a big old beer belly, foul mouth, dope smoking, mean rascal. I can't submit to him. Can you submit to the Lord? That's the question. If you can't submit to the Lord, then it's going to be revealed in your submission and service to people. 1 Peter 2, verse 18. Servants, be subject to your own masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Froward means surly, overbearing, even unjust and crooked. How could you be subject to a surly, overbearing, unjust, and crooked person? Well, first of all, you got to make sure, are you supposed to be there? Are you supposed to be there? Well, there are times that you are supposed to be there. And the Lord did not promise you that everybody at the church or everybody at the job or everybody at that place was going to be nice to you and treat you right. They should. But there are no guarantees. People have a free will. They can be mean. They can do ugly stuff. But that doesn't mean that you cry and throw down your tools and say, I'm leaving. Huh? That doesn't mean that you holler and get mad and clean out your desk and I'm gone. I don't have to take this. Are you sure? Are you sure? You sure you don't have to take it? Who's your Lord? If Jesus is really your Lord, you can't just join a church when you want to and leave it when you decide to do something different. Amen. You can't just take a job when you want to and change jobs or change companies. If Jesus is your Lord, you stay where you're assigned. And if need be, you endure hardness as a good soldier. How can I do it if people are not treating me right? You do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
This is something that's held me steady through the years. There's been times concerning, doing things with certain people that if I was just going to be doing it for them, I wouldn't have done it. The motivation just wasn't enough. Did you hear me? But I don't just serve men. I serve the Lord. You know, millions of Christians come to church and primarily they just look at each other. And they think, I like our little preacher pretty good, so I believe I'll give today. Have no clue. It ain't about your preacher. You're supposed to be giving to God. Unto God. Well, I like that song pretty good. I think I'll join in. Think you're singing with the group. We're supposed to be singing unto the Lord. See, got your eyes on people. And so if you don't like them so much, or if they rub you the wrong way, well, now you're not going to serve, you're not going to give, you're not going to sing, you're not going to pray. And how many people, because a leader has failed, they quit God? Quit going to church. Well, now look, I'm not planning on it. But if I went crazy tomorrow, I got a free will. I could do something stupid. I could, on the way back from church today, I could stop and rob someplace. I got a pistol. But you know, I'm believing I'm not that stupid. But if I did, if I tried to run off with the building fund or some stupid thing, I hope you've got enough sense to realize that that just meant Keith let you down. Yeah. Not God. Amen. Huh? Amen. God has never let you down. Amen. Hmm? Amen. Never. And he never will. Amen. You're living, you're giving, you're praying, you're praising, your service, you do everything you do as unto the Lord. And friend, when you live with this mentality, your whole life will come up in excellence. Amen. Your whole life will come up in excellence. I mean, if you were in heaven, and I don't think the golden streets get dusty, but if they did, and the Lord came by and said, "Brother, you know, would you sweep this for me?" You're not going to say, "Well, that's not my ministry." This is the Lord talking to you. You're not going to look at the Lord and tell him that's not your ministry. How many, if the Lord asked you to sweep the street, what would you do? Would you go, "That's good enough. It's going to get dirty again anyway." Huh? If the Lord himself asked you to clean the street, how many believe you would clean the street? I mean, get it where you can eat on it. Right? You'd do the very best you knew how to do. But see, people don't understand, every day of your life, that's what you're doing. What you're doing is as unto the Lord. We must come up in honor. We must come up in excellence. And the thing that'll help us to do it day in and day out is realizing that what we're doing is unto the Lord. We're doing this unto him. Amen? And that'll make you stop and say, I believe I can do better. Why? Because this is the Lord's stuff. This is unto him. I believe I can do better. Keep reading. He said, do it as unto Christ. Verse 6. What? Not with eye service as men pleasers. What does that mean? It means you do it one way when people are watching you, and you do it another way when they're not. That means it is not real to you that you're doing this to the Lord. Because he sees you when nobody else is around. Think about it. Why would somebody do a job one way when somebody's looking at them, and then as soon as they walk away, they do it differently? Because they're not aware the Lord is still there. Right? It's not real to them that he's still there. And they're doing it for to be seen of men, which means you are doing it unto man. And it's such a big problem in the church that people do. They give a gift in the church. And one of their biggest reasons is they want to see your response, and they want to see what kind of recognition they get out of it. Well, then they didn't do it unto the Lord. Because when you do it unto the Lord, if nobody ever says a word about it, it's okay. You didn't just do it for people. Right? I said, you didn't just do it for people. You did it unto him, and he'll never forget. He keeps good records. Right? Don't always be pulling for somebody to pat you on the back and tell you how wonderful you are. You watch that. People who do things unto man, if you don't pump them up pretty regular, they'll quit. They'll quit serving. They'll quit coming because they don't feel like that they're, well, I just don't feel like I'm appreciated. I just don't feel like they appreciate me around there. Is that why you're doing it? For people to appreciate you? Are you doing it unto the Lord? If you're doing it unto the Lord, you know he knows every ounce of perspiration you put into it. He knows every bit of effort. He knows every sacrifice. He knows every seed you've sown. He'll never forget it. Some things will come out in this life, and the ones that don't come out, it'll be even better when they come out later. Amen. Keep reading. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God, how? From the heart. With goodwill, doing service how? As to the Lord and not to men, knowing. Do you know it? Knowing that whatever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Everybody say, unto the Lord. Do it unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. For the Lord's sake is another phrase that you'll see. For the love of God. And what we mean by that is because of our love for God. You know, there's been cases where we had opportunity to serve people. We served the Hagans for a number of years. Glad to do it. And the Lord helped us to be faithful in some things over a period of time. I mean, there was year after year. We were there for everything, and we were able to serve in every area without lacking, without stopping, without missing. But the thing that kept me faithful there for 20 years, everybody say 20 years. 20 years wasn't just my love for Brother Hagin, though I do love him. He's my father in the faith, and I really love him, and he loves me, and I love his. But I'll be frank with you, that's not enough to keep you at the degree of fervency and faithfulness and excellence for 2 decades. Did you hear me? You know what would cause me? We'd get in from our own meetings. I'd be tired. We'd have stuff piled up in the office, and it was time to do something to serve them. You know what would make me come run in there, throw water on my face, get dressed, and let's head out again to help them? I love God. Amen. I wasn't just doing this for Brother Hagin. Are you with me?
Yes.
I love him, but I'm doing this first and foremost because I love God, and he dealt with me to do that.
Amen.
Amen? So yeah, I'm serving Brother Hagin, but first and foremost, I'm serving the Lord. I'm serving him. Why are you giving? Why are you doing? Why are you working? I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Men could fail you. Men could mess up. Men could stop, but God will be there. And if you serve the Lord, you're going to be steady. And if you're not just looking at men and doing things unto them, you won't get offended. You won't get miffed. You won't quit God. If your preachers go crazy, you'll just say, well, God, I ain't going nowhere. It's me and you. What's next? I'm here. I'm ready. You never fail. People can let you down. But when you're doing things as unto the Lord, it won't shake you. It won't rock you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.